Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Giving reference to God who is my life and to everyone in their respective places, I just thank and praise God on this evening, Handoro Bashan, just thanking him for everything that he does for us. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, and we are so excited to be on our radio broadcast on this evening. We thank God for everyone in radio land just for even thinking about us. So we just want to now call our worship to order. We're going to get ready for our devotion service. First of all, giving reference to God who's the head of my life, to everyone in their respective places, I thank God and I give him all the praise today. We're going to start in our devotion right now. I'm going to sing a hymn, read a scripture, and pray. Amen. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No today. We're going to be reading from Psalms 88. O Lord, God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thy ear unto my cry. For my soul is full of trouble, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength, free among the dead like the slain that lieth in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more. And they are cut off from thy hand. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in deep. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me, and thou hast afflicted me with all thy ways. Thou hast put away my acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth. I have just read you from Psalms 88, from the first down to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the hearers, the readers, but most of all the doers of his most holy words. Father, we come this evening humbly before your throne of grace, Father, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come this evening, Father, just giving you all the praise and the glory. We ask you now, hallelujah, if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Lord, we ask you to forgive us right now. Search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, Lord, we ask you to remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to create in us a clean heart now, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come now asking you to bind the strong man up. Bind up the strong man, Father. Bind up the strong man, Father, in every evil and negative thing, every evil and negative way, every demonic thing, Lord. We ask you to bind it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to cover us in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about us. We ask you now to bless our radio broadcast, bless the service, bless everyone up under the sound of my voice, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless those in radio land. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise on today. We praise you on today, Father. We just give you praise today, Father. We magnify your name, Lord. I'm asking you now to let the Holy Spirit, let me decrease and let the Holy Ghost increase and preach and teach to your people and worship with your people on today. Bless this service, Lord. We give you praise on today, Lord. We give you praise on today. We give you praise, Master. We give you praise, Heavenly Father. We give you praise today. We magnify your name, Lord. We thank you now. Hallelujah. I ask you right now to change the atmosphere over this radio broadcast, over the waves, over the frequencies, Lord, the radio frequencies, Lord. In the name of Jesus, change the atmosphere, Lord. Turn things around, Lord. In the name of Jesus, take over and take control now, Father. We praise you now, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. You said, well, two or three are gathered together, there you are in the midst, and we praise you for it. We praise you for your angels, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you right now, Father. We give you praise and glory today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we bless your holy name on today. We bless your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus, we just praise your name. We magnify your holy name today, and we thank you, Father. We just thank you now, Lord. We thank you right now, Father. We give you praise, hallelujah. Bless those out in radio land, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm thanking you for being in control over our radio broadcast today, and we thank you. We thank you for binding up everything, Lord, that's not like you, anything that's in us, that's not right, Lord. We thank you for binding it. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we ask it all in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank and praise God for our devotion service, and we're going to just go into our testimony service right now. Hallelujah. We give God praise, and we give him glory. Hallelujah. He is such a good God. Hallelujah. And I'll be the first one to give my testimony on today. God is good, and he's worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. Just giving reverence to God who's the head of my life and to everyone in their respective places. Father, I just thank the Lord for who he is in my life on today. You know he's been so mighty good to me. I don't care what it looks like. I've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, and I just thank him on today. I praise the Lord. I'm just going to sing a standard of that, and this is my testimony. I've come this far by faith. I've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. Hando kobarama. He never failed me yet. I'm singing, oh, oh, can't turn around. We come this far by faith. And leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He never failed me yet. I'm singing, oh, 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 can't turn around. We come this far by faith. I thank and praise God. That is my testimony, because God has been so good to me. I thank and praise God on today. He is a good God, and He is worthy to be praised. My Father that's in heaven, hallelujah. I thank and praise God for Him. I thank and praise God for being my Father, for being in my life. I thank and praise God. I give God all the praise. I give Him all the glory. He is a mighty good God, and He's worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. I give Him all the glory today. Yeah, I magnify His holy name. I praise the Lord. I praise Him in the beauty of His holiness. In the mighty name of Jesus, I praise Him today. I give Him all the glory and all the honor. Hallelujah. He woke me up this morning. He watched over me all night last night. In the name of Jesus. And He woke me up bright and early this morning with my mind on Him. In the name of Jesus, I just thank Him today. I thank God on today. I thank Him for blessing me. Hallelujah. I thank Him for loving me. Hallelujah. I thank God for clothing me in my right mind. I thank God for my health and my strength. I thank Him today for being so good to me. I thank Him for giving me food and shelter. I thank Him for being my leaning post. I thank Him for being my bread when I'm hungry. I thank Him for being my water when I'm thirsty. I thank God, for if it had not been for the Lord, who is on my side, I don't know where I would be today. I don't know what I would be doing today, but I'm so glad today. I'm so glad today. I'm so glad that He is on my side. I'm so glad today that He is my Father who art in heaven. I'm so glad on today. In the name of Jesus, I'm so glad. Hallelujah. I'm just glad about it. Hallelujah. I give God the praise today, and I give Him glory on today. I thank Him today because He is my all and my all. I thank Him. Hallelujah. Thank Him for my husband, Apostle Dean. I thank Him for my children. I thank Him for my grandchildren. I thank Him for my great grand. I thank Him for the men and women of God, the end time men and women, the life support our rich ministry. I thank Him for everyone that's under us. The TBDB Cornodo, keep them all covered in their families and in the shed blood of Jesus. I thank You in radio land. I thank You today. Hallelujah. I thank God for the ones in radio land. Cover they and their families, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just thank You, Lord. You've been so good. I thank You for my job. I thank You for the work. I thank You for the ministry. I thank You for standing by me, Lord. I just thank You today, Father. In the name of Jesus, I give You praise. I give You glory. You are an awesome God, Father. In the name of Jesus, I give You praise on today. I magnify Your name today. You've been so good to me. Hallelujah. I don't know what else I would do without You. I wouldn't want to live without You, Father. I wouldn't want to be here without You, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I don't want to be here without You, Father. In the name of Jesus, I just thank You today. You are all. You're my all in my all. You mean everything to me, Father. And I thank You right now, Father. I praise you right now, Lord. I give your name praise and glory. Hallelujah. And I just thank you, Lord. I lift up holy hands today. I lift up holy hands, Father. I lift up holy hands, Father, in the name of Jesus. I worship you today in the beauty of your holiness, Father. I give you praise on today. And I thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Heavenly Father. You're good. And I give you praise. I just can't stop praising your name. Hallelujah. I can't stop praising you. I got a praise down on the inside of me that's just got to come out. And I praise you today. And I magnify your name, Lord. I glorify your name, Lord. I just thank you today. Hallelujah. Thank you for your angels, Lord. Thank you today, Lord. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. I thank you for your son, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for my elderly brother, Jesus the Christ. I thank you today. You've been so good to me. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your anointing today. I thank you for the word of God. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I thank you right now, Lord. Oh, Lord, I give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on today, Father. Glorify your holy name. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for that supreme heaven where the Father lives and the angels praise to him 24/7. I thank you today. I give you praise today. I give you praise today. I give you praise today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for letting that anointing drop like dewdrops, Lord, all over me, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you today. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I praise you today. Oh, I worship you, Lord, in the beauty of your holiness, Father. Holiness, Lord. Holiness, Lord. I thank you today, Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Yarabakami Biko Nororobo. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah. You're worthy. You're worthy, Lord, of all of my praise, Lord, all of the worship. Hallelujah. I love you so much, Father. I love you so much, Father. I love you so much, Father. I bow down to worship you today. You're worthy of all of the worship, Lord. All of my worship, Father. I bow down today. I bow down to worship you, Father. I bow down today. I bow down, Lord. I don't want to be here without you, Father. I don't want to live without you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for being my Father today. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory. I give you glory today. Hallelujah. I give you glory. Hallelujah. If it had not been, I know about for the Lord who is on my side, I don't know where I would be. Hallelujah. I don't know where I would end up, Lord. I so thank you, Father, for calling me in, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for covering me with your blood. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise. I give you praise today. Oh, I give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, hallelujah. Joy, unspeakable joy, hallelujah. Oh, yet it become a joy that the world didn't give to me, and the world can't take it away, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, because you're good. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Is there any more testimonies before we close our testimony service? Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The highest praise. In the name of Jesus. God is working it out. Hallelujah. He's working it out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's working things out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for opening these doors up, Lord. Thank you, Father, hallelujah, for opening up doors today. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the doors being open, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you today, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, hallelujah. I thank you for working situations out. I thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for allowing us to live a holy life, a consecrated life, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the word of God. For the word of God. I thank you for your word, Lord. I thank you for leading us and guiding us. I thank you for turning things around. I thank you for new direction. I thank you for allowing us to pray for the people of God. I thank you for allowing us to stand on the word of God. I thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, it be tonorable. In a notable who did it. And I'm I thank you today. I thank you today. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the testimonies. I thank you for miracle reports. I thank you today, Lord. Oh, my. Oh, yes, it be kind of Lord. I thank you today, Lord. I thank you today, Lord. I thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for that anointing. Lord, break some yokes today. Yes, no robo kuma, but break some yokes today, Lord. Oh, no robo kama, say they be cold. Lift some heavy burdens today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your anointing, Father. And when your anointing is present, it's present to heal, it's present to deliver, and it's present to set free. Tear down some things, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you today. I thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, if men would pray, hallelujah. If men would pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. We're not going to stay on our... Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our testimony, part of the service, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We're going to get ready to go on into our praise and worship. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know what I'm doing here, but just give me a second.
Press my way through. I'm on your way, your breath. All that I have,
committed to you. I thank and praise God on today for being fully committed to the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to go into the Word of God on today. I'm going to just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come humbly before your throne of grace today. Ask you to forgive me for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that I've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come today, Father, asking you if I've offended anyone in any kind of way, Father. Please forgive me now. Search my heart, my mind, and my spirit. If there is anything, Lord, in there that should not be, Father, I ask you to move it right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to create in me a clean heart, renewing me a right spirit and a sound mind on today. Father, I just thank and praise you now, hallelujah, for just another chance, hallelujah, for opportunity, Father, to preach your word, to teach your word on today. I ask you to bind up every strong man, every demon that's on assignment, Lord. I ask you to bind it right now and cancel that assignment. Every strong man, every evil thing, every negative thing, Lord, every demonic thing, I ask you to bind it right now, hallelujah, and bind up the strong man. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you right now to cover us in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about us to protect us, Lord, from all hurt, harm, and danger. Let me decrease that the Holy Spirit may increase and teach your people on today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I give you praise and I give you glory. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 I thank you. Praise God. Like I said, for another opportunity, we're still going to be, we're on our series from Matthew chapter 6, 9, verse 9 through 13. Verse 9 through 13, Matthew chapter 6, we're talking about the model prayer. And we're on which art in heaven. We're going to just go over a little more of that, and then we're going to go to the next, which art in heaven, just a couple more points, and then we're going to go to the next. We're talking about heaven, where God lives, where the Father lives, which art in heaven. This phrase, and I don't know if I'm even pronouncing it right, but I'm going to try my best to pronounce it, is Abinu Shibu Shi Mayim. Abinu Shibu Shi Mayim. That's Jewish for our Father who art in heaven. And it was very commonly used with the ancient Jews, and was used by them precisely in the same sense as it is used here. That phrase is used to express his omnipresence. The heavens of heavens cannot contain the Father. 1 Kings chapter 8 and 27, I'm going to read that. Nothing can contain God, the Father. Nothing can. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have built? Nothing can contain him. And we know that he's everywhere, all at the same time. It's majesty and dominion, and this is like Jewish or Greek. His majest and dominion over his creatures. Art thou not God in heaven, and rulest thou not over all the kingdoms of the heathen? He ruled over everybody. He rules over everybody. 2 Chronicles 20 and 6. 2 Chronicles 20 and 6 says, and said, O Lord God of our Father, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of heathens? And in thine hand is there no power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? I don't care what you do, where you go, he's there. If you make your bed in hell, he's right there. He's everywhere. He's omnipresent. God is everywhere. Nothing can hold God, because he made everything. He is the creator. So when you think he's not there, he's there. When you think he don't hear you, he do. Think he don't see you, he does. Because his throne is sitting in heaven. and the earth is his footstool. So all he has to do is look down. So that's why you hear this saying, he sits high and he looks low, because all he's doing is looking and seeing from heaven. His power and might, art thou not God in heaven, and in thy hand is there not power and might, so that no creature is able to withstand thee? Our God is in heaven and have done whatsoever he pleased. Psalms 111:3. When I tell you he has the power and the might to do anything, thou art God. He is the Father of heaven and earth. He is our Father, not our daddy. Some people call him daddy, that's their preference. But I call him my Father, Heavenly Father. He's our Heavenly Father. And I thank and praise God that he's omnipresent, omniscient. He is omnipresent. He is the God of the Most High God. He is our Father. And I thank God for that. His omniscience, the Lord's throne is heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. Psalms 111:4. The Lord looked down from heaven. He beholdeth all the same, the sons of men. Psalms 33:13-15. He's sitting high, but he's looking low. He see us. And don't think he can see everything all at the same time. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He's an on-time God. I mean, he's looking, he's seeing, and he has a heavenly secretary that takes notes. His infinite purity and holiness. He looked down from the holy habitation. Thou art the high and lofty one who inhabited eternity, whose name is holy. Isaiah 57:15. If our mind, if our spirit mind can imagine that, can imagine him so holy and so pure, looking down on us, full of sin, looking down on us to see what we're doing, to see if everything's okay. God is concerned about every part of us. He is concerned about every part of us. Don't think he's not, because he is. He's concerned about us. And we're talking about where the Father lives. In heaven. Not only does the Father live there, but Jesus sits at his right hand. Heaven also is the residence of Jesus, the elder brother, must therefore be the final home of all his brethren. That's so awesome, because he sent Jesus down in human flesh. He sent him down for him to come right back, the return of Christ to heaven. His entrance within the veil was as the representative of his church, as the firstborn of his brethren. When he had found the pearl of a great price, his church, for the discovery and rescue of which he purchased the field in this sense, and in this sense only, because the becoming of the Savior of the world, he returned to triumph to heaven, claiming and possessing it as the just reward of his suffering, because he suffered, and as the fitness cabinet of the ransom and priceless jewel, because he suffered for us. He suffered for us. He suffered. But he lives there too, sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. I thank and praise God that he came down, because he didn't have to die for us. He didn't have to do it. God didn't have to send him. He did not have to send him, but he sent him to be the ransom, to redeem us back to the Father. Such a blessing. That's such a blessing. And whether we know it or not, I could go on and on and talk about the heavens where the Father lives and Jesus occupied with him. But in the last days, and at the coming of Jesus Christ, heaven going to be right here on earth after Jesus renovate this earth. We're going to be right here, and it's going to be heaven. So it's going to be heaven right here on earth. So I'm not going to go any further on that, because I know what it's going to be like. I know. So we're going to start like on the first petition of hallowed be thy name, which is holy or sacred is thy name. Hallowed be thy name. It's the first petition of the Lord's Prayer. Having spoken of the introduction of the Lord's Prayer, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. In the Latin, it is sanctified. Sanctified be thy name. And in Latin, it's sanctifitur nomen tuum. That's Latin for sanctified be thy name. Set apart be thy name. Hallow. You know what hollow is. It's like a whole, something whole. Sanctified be thy name. In this petition, this is the first petition of the Lord's Prayer, in the Lord's Prayer, we pray that God's name may shine forth gloriously, and that it may be honored and sanctified by us in the world. Course of tenure of our lives, we need to sanctify God's name. That's why when you hear people be saying, you know, that word, God, whatever, but we're not supposed to do that, because we're supposed to sanctify his name. We're supposed to set apart his name. We're not supposed to use his name in vain. We're not supposed to do that. But this petition is set in the forefront to show that the hallowing of God's name is to be preferred before all things. It is to be preferred before life. We pray, hallowed be thy name. Before we pray, give us this day our daily bread. Come, hallowed be thy name, come first. It is to be preferred before salvation. Hallowed or sanctified be thy name. Romans 9:23. Let me read that. Romans 9:23. And that he might make known the riches of his glory and the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. Hallowed be thy name. It's before anything else. It should be. God's glory is more worth than the salvation of all men's souls. God's glory is more worth than the salvation of all men's souls. As Christ said of love in Matthew 22:38, this is the first and great commandment. So I made of this petition, hallowed be thy name. It is the first and great petition. That was the first commandment. This is the first great petition. It contains the most weighty thing in religion, which is God's glory. When some of the other petitions shall be useless and out of date, as we shall not need to pray in heaven, give us our daily bread, because there should be no hunger, nor forgive us our trespasses, because there should be no sin, nor lead us not into temptation, because the old serpent is not there to tempt. Yet the hallowing of God's name would be the great use and the request in heaven. We shall be ever singing hallelujah, which is nothing else but the hallowing of God's name. Every person in the Blessed Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, must have this honor to be hallowed. Their glory being equal and their majesty co-eternal. Hallowed be thy name. To admire God's name is not enough. We may admire a conqueror, but when we say hallowed be thy name, we set God's name above every name. And not only admire him, but his name is above every name, but adore him. And this is proper to the deity only. For the further explanation, I shall kind of just, I'm going to just say a few, do a few more because I'm almost, let me see, I got about 6 minutes. I'm just going just for a minute. What is meant by God's name? What's meant? His essence, the name of God, of Jacob, defend thee, in Psalms 20:1. That is, the God of Jacob defends thee. Anything by which he may be known, as a man is known by his name, so by his attributes of wisdom, his attributes of power, his attributes of holiness, and his attributes of goodness. God is known as by his name. What is meant by hallowing God's name? To hallow it is to set apart a thing from a common use. Anytime you sanctify something, you set it apart. Hallow means to sanctify, to set it apart, to some sacred end. As the vessel of the sanctuary, we're said to be hallowed. So to be hallowed, God's name is to set it apart from all abuses and to use it humbly and reverently. In particular, hallowing God's name is to give him high honor and veneration and render his name sacred and not be saying God. You know how they say that word. You cannot use his name in vain. You can't do that. We can add nothing to his essential glory, but we are said to honor and sanctify his name when we lift him up in the world and make him appear greater in the eyes of others. When a prince is crowned, there is something added really to his honor. But when we crown God with our triumphs and hallelujahs, there is nothing added to his essential glory. He cannot be greater than he is. Only when we make him appear greater in his eyes, in the eyes of others. That's just deep, because he's just that honor. He's just that great. God is a great God above every God, above every king, above every Lord of lords, God is. He is. When may we be said to hallow and sanctify God's name, when we profess his name, our meeting in his holy assembly is an honor done by his name. This is good, but it is not enough. All that were God's livery by profession are not true servants. There are some professors against whom Christ will profess at the last day, I will profess I know you. Mark 7:23. Therefore, to go a little further, you know, everybody profess to love and know God don't. They don't. They don't. They just say it. They don't know him, and they don't love him like they should. They don't reverence like they should. They don't think he's great like he is. But one day they will. So I just thank and praise God on today that we on the first petition of the Lord's Prayer. And it's going to get better and better because there's so many things. It's such a breakdown of God's, of the Lord's Prayer in this manner we should pray. But till we know all of this and we need to go over, because otherwise he wouldn't have told us, pray like this. Jesus would have never said that. But this is the way. This is what our prayers are built off of. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. You know, I used to hear the old deacons pray like that, the pastors praying like that. We have to pray after this manner. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's awesome. That's awesome, and we need to pray more of that. When I tell you, powerful to pray that prayer, if you pray it and let that anointing come. I prayed that prayer 7 times, and by the time that 7 times came, that anointing fell so heavy, I couldn't even say, I didn't even know the rest of it, because I was praising God so hard. It's an awesome prayer. But we're going to continue this study on the Lord's Prayer. We're going to continue the study after this is the model prayer that he told us to pray in this manner. So I just want to thank and praise you all for being with me on this day, on this Lord's Day, and thanking and praising God for everything on today. I'm not going to pray but a second. Father, we thank you now for your word. We thank you for everyone in radio land. We thank you today, Lord, for everyone on our radio broadcast, Father. Thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you today, Lord. We give you praise for your holy word, Lord. We thank you that you're hallowed. Your name is hallowed, and you're sanctified, Lord. We thank you that you're the great God of heaven. We thank you that you're our Father. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise today. Thank you for the anointing today. I thank you for life itself. I thank you that I'm a child of God. I thank you that we are servants of the Most High God. We just give you praise and glory. We magnify your holy name. We lift your name up, Father. We just want to reverence you today. Hallelujah. And give you praise on today. We love you so much, Father. We cannot make it without you. We cannot, Father. We cannot make it. I don't want to live without you, Father. I just thank and praise God on today. I magnify your name today, Lord. And we give you praise today. I ask you to pray for to bless every family that's represented on this radio broadcast and out in radio land, Father. We ask you to bless everyone that's there and their families, Lord. We give you praise today. Bless Apostle Deans in his absence, and every prophet and apostle, pastor, bishop, evangelist, preacher, teacher, minister. I ask you to cover they and their families all over the nations and all over the world, Lord. in the name your ministers and your the ones that you call, Lord, bless them and their families. Hallelujah. Lord, I just thank you and I praise God for everything that you allow to go on this radio broadcast, and I give you praise. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Now, we just thank and praise God for you today, and we're going to get a little further on, but I don't want to rush through the Lord's Prayer because I want you to know everything that you've never known about the Lord's Prayer. I want you to know about the Lord's Prayer. So I'm going to get ready to dismiss. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. I love you all, and God loves you too. If you need to call me for anything, please do that. God bless you. Love you. Have a good day.